been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, the 13th. Oh, it's always spooky on Fridays. A lot of people like to sell off everything on Friday, so they're flat over the weekend. We'll see what happens today on this Friday the 13th, but we have already pretty much given up most of the gains here that we had this morning. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We had some equipment problems here the last couple of days, but it looks like everything working like a charm here this morning. Broadcasting once again today from Scottsdale, Arizona, where I've met with some very fine folks here in Scottsdale all week, having a great time here. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points to 24,509 after a pretty good day yesterday. The S&P 500 tacking on another 5 to yesterday's gain. We're back up to 2,669. I'll be giving you an earnings update and a technical update on the markets in the newsletter that I'll be writing today. NASDAQ holding on. Oh boy, barely hanging in there. With a 3-point gain, 1-point gain, call it now. Hang in there, baby. 7,141. Crude oil up 23 cents. Boy, we're closing in on $70 a barrel. 67.30. I'll bet Putin is celebrating over in Moscow today. Gold up $4.30 per ounce, $1,346. That has been resistance on gold for a long, long time. It can't get through that 1350 ceiling. And the 10-year yield moving higher, 2.84% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where supposedly on the ballot this November will be a ballot measure to split the state into three. I'm all for it. I hope my state is the one that rescinds the law that you have to bring in a recyclable bag into the supermarket. You know, I get so angry. I'm a busy guy. I'm on my way home from work, you know. And, oh, gosh, I got to pick up something. I need a little bit of this. Stop at the supermarket, okay? Get my shopping cart. Fill it maybe half full, get to the cashier, I always do the self-checkout, and I remember I forgot my recyclable bag in the car. You know how many recyclable bags I have in the car now that I've had to buy? Oh, 20, 25, maybe 50. They're all there in the back of the car, but every time, and I see other guys like me, professionals, that are just standing there just cursing. And you know what we have to do? We have two choices at that point. And I usually choose plan B. Plan A is you have to buy more recyclable bags. Okay, pretty soon we're going to have to recycle all the recyclable bags that we're accumulating. But somebody in Sacramento is going, oh goody, we're saving the planet. Or I have to carry in my arms, which is what I normally do, or load everything back into the shopping cart, which I normally do, and take it to my car. And generally speaking, you're halfway through the supermarket when you remember, I forgot my recyclable bag. Therefore, I'm not going to load my shopping cart. I'm only going to buy enough. This has got to be killing the supermarkets. How's Kroger stock doing lately? I haven't looked at it. But I see all kinds of people just like me Darn it, I forgot my recyclable bag. I can only buy enough things that I can carry in my hands. Whose idea was this anyways? I've never seen a plastic bag blowing around in the ocean or in the state. Oh, maybe once in a great while. But now all of these recyclable bags are piling up in people's back seats. It's going to suffocate the children. So anyways, that's my opinion of mandatory recyclable bags here in California, all right? Well, anyways, let's get to the stock market. Let's get to the Fed, why don't we? How about Rosengren yesterday saying, boy, we might need a fourth rate hike. You know what? Send him to California, would you, Rosengren? I expect somewhat more tightening may end up being needed. I don't see it. Really? Is the economy too hot for the Fed to handle? He's a Fed hawk. Tell Rosengren to go back. He's the Boston Fed president. Russia weighs sanctions on the U.S. Oh, good. Another trade war brewing. How big of a market is Russia for us? Have you sold anything to Russia lately? I don't know. I'm sure they buy some stuff. They want to ban American food, American agricultural products, technology equipment, software, medical products, tobacco, alcohol, and Donald Trump. And James Comey, right? And all the rest of them. Russia weighing sanctions on the U.S. Another trade war brewing. I honestly don't think that they're that big of a trading partner with us. I don't think they like us. I don't think we like them. But maybe they like American products. I don't know. Anyways, we have a big jump in oil prices. Who does that benefit, by the way? Whose country is 80% dependent upon oil's prices? Which premier or president in the world, his popularity ratings rise and fall with the price of oil? It's Putin. Putin loves rising oil prices. He has an oil-based economy. He loves tension in the Middle East. What does that do? It makes oil prices go higher. The more tension, the better, which is why he keeps shipping missiles to Iran and other not-so-friendly partners there in the Middle East, Assad in Syria, give him some chemical weapons, stir up a little trouble. That's good for oil prices. That's good for the economy, and that's good for Putin's favorability ratings. Anyways, the latest monthly report coming from the IEA, guess what they start their statement with? Political uncertainty in the Middle East has returned to the fore, and that is what's driving up oil prices. Really, it's in Putin's best interest to stir up trouble, to stir the pot in the Middle East. You see, in the end, he's all about money. Breaking up California. Breaking up is hard to do. Wasn't there a song like that back in the 80s? I think it would be easy to do. I'd say do it. I don't know which third I'd end up in, but I've about had it. You know, here's another one. While I'm on a rant here, you know, if you go to a restaurant now in California and a waiter gives you a straw for your Diet Coke, that waiter can be fined if he didn't ask you first. Can I bring you a straw? Well, you know, by the time I get my straw, my Coca-Cola's lost all its bubbles. I like all the little bubbles that tickle my nose when it first comes to me, you know. By the time the straw's there, the drink is flat. And if he doesn't ask me and just gives me a straw, the poor guy's risking his job. That's how loony this state has gone. Trump is going to study the U.S. Postal Service amid Amazon criticism. Well, listen, I've written many articles about the Postal Service. I love the good, hardworking people of the Postal Service. But the way it is run, it loses money year after year after year. Why? Because it's a government agency. Anybody that thinks a government agency can run things better than private industry Just walk into the California DMV, walk into a post office in California. They're good, hardworking people. But they lose money like crazy. And I know that the Postal Service cut a deal with Amazon, $3 a package or $1.50 a package, something like that. And the post office loses money on almost every package they deliver for Amazon, whereas private industry makes money. So Trump has ordered the creation of a task force to study the U.S. Postal Service, which has lost $65 billion. Can you imagine if the post office was publicly traded? It has lost $65 billion since the 2007-2009 recession. And we're in a bull market. And the post office bleeding money to the tune of $65 billion. Not the hardworking people's fault at the post office. It's a another mismanaged government agency. On this Do You Love Your Government? Friday the 13th. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. Spring break in Sarasota is over, and now it's time for me to get back to work. I will be back in Scottsdale for 1 week before returning to my Carlsbad home office. I will be in Scottsdale the week of April 9th through 13th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 8 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I'm available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of those days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my temporary Scottsdale office at 15333 North Hayden. The office is located in North Scottsdale, just off the 101 freeway. Portillo's Hot Dogs is very close by, so you can grab a chili dog on your way home. Once again, I will be in Scottsdale, April 9th through 13th. You can call us at 855-611-BESS or GundersonCapital.com. See you in Scottsdale.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter. Look out, because the recyclable bag police and the straw police are coming to get you. Just one more. You know, if they catch you with your sprinklers on a day when it's barely raining, just a mist, you know, that you weren't anticipating, you get a big fine. They have the sprinkler police driving up and down the streets looking for those using their sprinklers illegally. And if they then go search your car and you don't have your recyclable bag, and if they find contraband straws in the front seat, otherwise, California is a great place to do business in. Okay, listen, I've been warning about high-yield bonds. They're not falling apart yet. In fact, they're rallying today. But I really, this story jumped out at me. This is via Bloomberg. Yesterday, there were two massive trades, actually three massive trades, in the largest high-yield bond ETFs. The first one, the symbol's easy to remember. It's JUNK, without the U, J-N-K. JUNK is a $9 billion ETF. Yesterday, it absorbed two huge trades, totaling 9.7 million shares or $350 million. What is that saying? Somebody is bailing. Some big institutions are bailing on junk bonds. Now listen, in the ETF crowd and in the asset allocation crowd, JUNK, the other one is HYG, which is the high yield corporate bond ETF. That doesn't sound too noxious on the surface, does it? Oh, I can get a high yield corporate bond. Nowhere do you find the term junk. I don't know. Do you drive a junk car? Maybe you do. You know, people point to my tire when I'm getting on the on-ramp to the freeway. Maybe you live in a junk house. I don't know. Maybe you work for a junk business. I don't know. But junk's not good. Maybe you have a junk portfolio. I've seen plenty of those over the years. Do you really want to own junk bonds in an environment where our world is being strangled by debt? It could be the ultimate ticking time bomb out there to bring this economy down at some point in time. What will the next recession be centered around? We have no idea right now. We could make some educated guesses. We know that the last recession was centered around high yield, low quality mortgage loans, right? They were called subprime. That doesn't sound as noxious as loans given to people that can't pay them back. You know, see, if they'd had that in the title, you'd have never bought them. But that's what they were. People with terrible credit, no documentation, no money down. Here's your money. Here's your $500,000. Good luck with it. Go buy yourself a nice home. That created artificial demand in the housing market. The demand for housing drove prices up beyond way. We had a 20% year, I think, in housing rise when the historical norm's been 5% around in there. Well, I see a similar bubble being created in the bond market. And what's at the tip of that iceberg above the water that the Titanic, the economy, could hit at some point in time and sink it. The bond market has quadrupled during this quadrupling of the stock market. And the appetite for high-yield corporate debt, otherwise known as junk, companies that can't get a loan from the bank, they have to go out and float loans from investors. And, of course, Wall Street packages these up nicely in ETFs and bond funds and the like and sell them to all the asset allocators because it fits in that pie chart. You should have a certain amount of your money in the high-yield bond fixed income index and funds. Well, they've done okay, but I believe that they are like holding a stick of dynamite. HYG and junk. HYG absorbed a trade yesterday for 3 million shares or $257 million. What does that tell me? These big trades are not being made by retirees. These big trades are being made by big institutions, smart people that are getting out of the way before the freight train comes around the bend and mows down a lot of junk bond holders. But let's not forget, someone's buying them at the same time. The asset allocation firms that put your name and your serial number and your risk tolerance and your age, which to them is the number one indicator, into their software that then spits out an asset allocation. Oh, it's pretty. It's 32 pages, all kinds of footnotes and everything that you can refer to. But it says you should have 10 or 20% of your portfolio allocated to the high yield markets or 10%, whatever the number is. I just think that's treacherous. I think it's treacherous right now. I wrote in my newsletter in 2007 about the coming collapse of the mortgage market. I said it's not good. You know what they're doing? They're giving the loans. They're selling the loans to the banks, who are then packaging them up into tidy little packages with a 150-page prospectus that nobody's ever going to read. And they're selling them to the unsuspecting public and teachers' unions, institutions, cities all over the world buying these nice subprime loan packages. They've all been packaged nicely, so you can't really see what's in them. And that was like a ticking time bomb as they started to implode all over the world. And I think one scenario to consider as to what might bring down this booming economy at some point in time, all the debt that is out there. Major week for aluminum prices. Aluminum continues to rise. I've been watching Alcoa as my proxy there. Alcoa has a good strong chart right now. Not only that, I just upgraded my earnings, my target price to Alcoa, and I'm taking a look also at CENX, Century Aluminum, which is also a big player. And you also have CSTM, which I believe is Constellium. That's a good-looking chart also. I believe we're entering into a nice age of commodities. We're going to see rising commodity prices. And we're seeing that in the commodity-related stocks. Right now, the number one commodity to be invested in, energy, oil, light Texas tea, right? Said Jed Clampett. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. Spring break in Sarasota is over, and now it's time for me to get back to work. I will be back in Scottsdale for 1 week before returning to my Carlsbad home office. I will be in Scottsdale the week of April 9th through 13th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 8 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I'm available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of those days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my temporary Scottsdale office at 15333 North Hayden. The office is located in North Scottsdale, just off the 101 freeway. Portillo's Hot Dogs is very close by, so you can grab a chili dog on your way home. Once again, I will be in Scottsdale, April 9th through 13th. You can call us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. See you in Scottsdale.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Friday the 13th. Woo! Scary edition. Just as predicted, the market has now turned negative, right on cue. It's Friday, don't forget. Remind me next Thursday when the market's up 300 to buy some puts on the... I was too busy. The market closed and I was talking with people and had a lot of things to do. I should have put a few puts on the market yesterday after the close, because it seems like right on cue every Friday the market starts to peel off as investors, big investors, leave for the weekend and say, you know, we really don't know what Trump's going to treat over the weekend. I think we'll just get out of the way and come back on Monday. And, of course, towards the end of the day on Friday, I suppose you should buy some calls on the S&P 500. Unless, of course, there are some nasty tweets over the weekend and what spills over to Monday. Maybe you ought to wait until Tuesday just to be safe. Well, anyways, we have got the bank stocks. Guess what? That kick that you heard, it was the kickoff of earnings season. It was the ceremonial first pitch being delivered by Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan yesterday, as earnings season is now underway. And how are things going so far? Well, before we do that, let me just give you an update. I know there's a lot of Bitcoin people out there. Bitcoin's all of a sudden catching a little bit of a bid here. Never mind that it's down about 60% from its high. I'm just looking at the Bitcoin Trust, which hit $39 a share in late December. I warned in early January that things had topped. I never did get in on the Bitcoin craze. And now that $39 per share price is cleared down to $13 per share. It's trading at one-third of what it was trading at in December. In other words, your 100 grand is now worth 33 grand had you bought the Bitcoin Trust. I'm also seeing the volume really drying up, the interest really drying up. But having said that, Bitcoin has drawn a little bit of a bid here right now, and you're having some of the Bitcoin bulls say that Bitcoin has put in a bottom. And they're making the case that a lot of people that made a lot of money in Bitcoin last year are paying up right now to the government for what? Short-term capital gains. And they've had to sell their Bitcoins in order to pay those capital gains. And once all those capital gains have been paid, they'll come storming back into Bitcoin. Well, I say don't count on it. Okay, let's take a look at earnings season. It is now underway. And I will be reporting on earnings season every week in my newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter, I put in 10 hours every Friday, sometimes 12, sometimes 16 hours. It's my thorough walk through the markets so that I know where we are at in the macro picture of the market, where the indexes around the world are at, where economies around the world are at, where we're at in the interest rate environment, how is Europe doing, how are the emerging markets. It's my time to step back a little bit from the details of the painting. My father was a well-known artist, and I can remember him, and I trained under him for several years. I can remember getting really up close to the painting. And you know, in the eyeball, there's always a little glint because the eyeball is wet. So it catches a reflection. The water on the eye catches a reflection. And if you really want to make a painting sparkle, you put in those little highlights, we call them, whether it's on a shiny car or a shiny eyeball, or whatever the case may be. We call those the details of the painting. And to do that, you've got to get up really close to the painting. In fact, we used what's called a mall stick that we would rest our hand on to keep our hand steady while we place that dot strategically right in the right place to bring that painting to life. You do it on an ocean, a landscape, a seascape. There's things in this world that are shiny and they have little highlights. And then you step back from the painting. You know, I'm so in the details and in the weeds all week up close to the market. It's good for me to step back from the painting and look at the painting as a whole on Friday and on Saturday. And what have I seen for the last 9 years? Despite some ugly details here and there, despite some storm clouds here and there, I've seen that it's been a pretty picture for 9 years and 1 month now. And even though the storms have come, we had a dust storm here in Scottsdale yesterday. The air was kind of brownish and the lungs were irritated. I went for a hike up to the top of one of the mountains here. Boy, that's a little harder than I thought. I said, this is a piece of cake. I think I'll jog. Oh, no, I got about a tenth of a mile. I said, maybe I'll just walk briskly. After about a mile, I said, maybe I'll just walk. Maybe. I hope I get to the top here. And I looked out on the valley, and there was a dust storm in Phoenix yesterday. Some of the freeways were closed. There were some 60-mile-per-hour winds. Today, it looks like a painting. As I look, I feel like I'm in a Western movie today. I should be riding on a horse with the Marlboro Man with the jagged peaks in the background. It really is a lovely landscape. But it's a beautiful day today. And that newsletter helps me step back and look at the big picture. Is it still a pretty picture? Last Friday, we were down 500 and some odd points. We went into the weekend totally depressed. It was not a good Friday. The Friday before was. And I said, you know what, despite the bad Friday, I lost one client on that day. He was mad at me as his account went down. I stepped back and I said, you know what, it's still a pretty picture in the market. And this market's been pretty good this week. So I will do that once again this weekend. We've got some earnings reports in. J.P. Morgan beats earnings by 8 cents. They beat on revenues. The stock, it was up. Now it's down. Typical Friday action. J.P. Morgan down 1.7%. But I still do like the banking sector, the financial sector. But you have to be really selective. There's a lot of bad bank stocks. There's a lot of bad financial stocks. There's only a handful of good ones. I call them best stocks now. I don't own J.P. Morgan, but they did beat earnings by 8 cents. That's a good start. That's a good kickoff, right? The earnings season has started, and the ball was booted out of the end zone. Citigroup beats by 7 cents. Citigroup was up. Now it's down in typical Friday action. Down 1.9% after beating their earnings estimates. Wells Fargo. The beleaguered Wells Fargo, the guys that open up accounts without your knowledge. I'm not too far here from a Wells Fargo Advisors. They have a giant building here in Scottsdale where they fleece Scottsdale folks. I don't mean that, but they did do a lot of unscrupulous things over there at Wells Fargo, opening accounts without people's knowledge. They beat by 5 cents. Let's see how that stock is performing today. That's one of Warren Buffett's favorites. That's an ugly chart. That's a horrible chart on Wells Fargo. I wouldn't own that stock, nor would I do business with them to save my life. I did a little business with Wells Fargo at one point in time. I got to say, I've dealt with a lot of companies in my life. They were the worst. AT&T, second to worst. That's my opinion. Wells Fargo beats by 5 cents. The stock is down 2.9%. Wells Fargo, in my book, it's the General Electric of the banking industry. By the way, Buffett owned both of those stocks, right? I know he owns Wells Fargo. I think he owned General Electric. So did The guy on TV, Jim Cramer, owned General Electric. PNC Financial, they reported earnings. It's Banking Friday. How's PNC doing? Not so good. They're down 3.9%. Typical action on Friday. Well, what do you like, Gunderson? That's all we've heard you do is complain for the last 45 minutes or so. All right, I'll throw in a good one when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. Spring break in Sarasota is over, and now it's time for me to get back to work. I will be back in Scottsdale for 1 week before returning to my Carlsbad home office. I will be in Scottsdale the week of April 9th through 13th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 8 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I'm available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of those days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my temporary Scottsdale office at 15333 North Hayden. The office is located in North Scottsdale, just off the 101 freeway. Portillo's Hot Dogs is very close by, so you can grab a chili dog on your way home. Once again, I will be in Scottsdale, April 9th through 13th. You can call us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. See you in Scottsdale.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most.
The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to this Friday the 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And right on cue, the market down on Friday, but not 500 points like last week, okay? It's down modestly. We've actually had a pretty good week in the market. I think the market gets kind of bored in between earnings seasons. You know, there's about a month there of downtime when there's not any specific earnings news coming. And there's just nothing. I mean, the only news that is out there is bad news coming from the world, whether it's missile attacks in Syria or trade wars with China or Trump investigations, whatever. And, you know, that sidetracks the market from what it really follows. What does it really follow? The market follows earnings. Therefore, I do my best to set aside the noise of the market, which gets noisier in between earnings seasons. And then earnings season comes along, and the market finally gets focused once again on what really matters in the market, and that is earnings. Well, I'm going to feature a stock today that is in the right sector at the right time. It is in the energy patch. Earnings have been growing by 22% per year over the last 5 years. It's a company headquartered in Midland, Texas, where you can get some of the best pit-smoked brisket that you've ever had. I had some pretty good stuff in South Carolina. They're more into the pork back there with the mustard sauce in South Carolina. They're not going to have mustard sauce in Texas. It ain't going to happen. Anyways, FANG is the name of the stock. No, not Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google. No, not at all. FANG is the symbol of an oil stock. Headquartered in Midland, Texas. Diamondback Energy. I didn't see any Diamondback snakes in my hike up to the peak yesterday. I was watching. I don't like snakes. And, of course, Arizona is home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are in the same league as the Padres. So we get to see the Diamondbacks a lot there in San Diego. Anyways, this stock is Diamondback Energy. It's an $11.7 billion market cap company. It sold off recently. This is a small cap, mid cap. We'll call it a mid cap. This is more aggressive. This is in my ultra growth portfolio. This isn't in my conservative growth portfolio. It's in my ultra growth. I have two flavors of growth, aggressive and more conservative. Let's call it aggressive to moderate. Aggressive to moderate, that's what number one is. And number two is more conservative, large cap, big cap, dominant companies that are best stocks now. They're in the prime of their life, according to Bill Gunderson. Well, Diamondback Energy is in the right sector. The stock has pulled back recently. It's bouncing off of its support level. It's got a PEG ratio right now of 0.45, meaning it's trading at a nice, juicy discount to its growth rate. Of course, that's no guarantee that it's going higher, is it? It just is attractive to a value at a reasonable price investor like myself. It has a little momentum going for it, which is the other part of my equation. I don't like value in and of itself. I like value when it's combined with a little bit of performance, a little bit of momentum. Now, the stock is down 8% so far this year in a pretty healthy energy sector. But I look at the stock being up 25% last year. I look at the stock being up 51% the year before that, 95% the year before that, 13% the year before that, 177% the year before that. That's a pretty good run since the company went public back in 2012 at $15 per share. And today it's $119 per share. Somebody's doing something right because oil prices have not gone up that much, and yet the stock has outperformed the commodity, oil, by a wide margin. It's also outperformed the indexes, whether it be the NASDAQ, whether it be the S&P 500, by a very handy wide margin, no guarantees going forward. That's its track record. We signed a big baseball player in Padreville this year, Hosmer, because he has a terrific track record. So far, he has one home run this year. No past performance. Now, it's a long season, I know. But past performance is no guarantee of future performance. Once they sign those big contracts, you see, it seems like they let up a little bit. Now, I think Hosmer will come around. Anyways, I have a $225 target price on FANG, Diamondback Energy. That gives it 93% upside potential. I don't believe there's a dividend yield here. No, no dividend yield. Pure growth. It's not ranked in my top 300 right now, but it has been in the past. It has recently pulled back, and I just think that FANG represents an attractive value. It's a 3% overall position in my ultra growth portfolio. Disclose that it is one of the members of my roster that I carefully choose, that I carefully manicure, that I carefully weed on a daily basis if needed. It doesn't mean I'm trading daily, but I look at those stocks every single day and see how they fit into the current macro picture. It has nothing to do with your age or what the computer spits out as your pie chart, the recommended asset allocation that you should currently be in. Instead, I put my finger in the wind, see which way the wind is blowing. What's the temperature like outside? What's the temperature of the economy? What's the temperature of interest rates? What are commodities doing? What is inflation doing? What is the Fed doing? Then I determine from there the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, and if appropriate, the best stocks or the best bonds, doesn't matter. The best inverse funds now, if we really start to fall apart here, which we will at some point in time. If you'd like to talk to me about my management style, we also have safe money, okay? There's people that want safe money. I can do that for you too. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.